This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. U.S. officials reacted with concern at the news of civilians killed while trying to get humanitarian aid in Gaza. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said they were still gathering information on the incident, and as he understood it, there were two versions of what happened. U.S. Agency for International Development Chief Samantha Powers, who was in the West Bank Thursday, said regardless of the circumstances, the incident should never have happened.
I know investigations are underway to find out exactly, again, what happened today. But again, a core principle that applies everywhere USAID and our partners work around the world is that desperate civilians trying to feed their starving families should not be shot at.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. congressional leaders have struck a deal to avoid a government shutdown. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a joint statement announcing a deal, the House Speaker, the Senate Majority and Minority Leaders, and the House Democratic leaders say, "We are in agreement that Congress must work in a bipartisan manner to fund our government. That funding is temporary, one set of federal agencies through March 8th, another through March 22nd, and it will need the full House and Senate to vote to approve before Friday's deadline when some federal monies run out. Passage of the deal would allow time for Congress to try to pass legislation to fund the government for the remainder of the budget year. Notably missing from this deal, a $95 billion emergency aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies. It remains stalled. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You will find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24/7 a day.